My name is Jose Kamanda. I'm a social scientist at Africa Rice, and I work with the Rice Sector Development Program of Africa Rice. Our role in the Rice Sector Development Program is to work with other scientists, for example, in the breeding program, agronomy program, and to make sure that technologies coming out of our work, our research products, are useful to farmers. And more specifically for the project that we just launched, our idea is to find options for optimizing use of inland valleys. Inland valleys are a very good potential. In Africa, we have about 190 million hectares of inland valleys. At out of this amount, about 2% are used for rice production. And we estimate that if we use good agricultural practices, use of about 13% of these 190 million hectares could actually help us meet rice self-sufficiency, which is currently a challenge in Africa. We are about 55% self-sufficient, so 45% of our rice is imported. So the development program is to work with other scientists, for example, in the breeding program, agronomy program, and to make sure that technologies coming out of our work, our research products, are useful to farmers. And more specifically for the project that we just launched, our idea is to find options for optimizing use of inland valleys. Inland valleys are a very good potential. In Africa, we have about 190 million hectares of inland valleys. At out of this amount, about 2% are used for rice production. And we estimate that if we use good agricultural practices, use of about 13% of these 190 million hectares could actually help us meet rice self-sufficiency, which is currently a challenge in Africa. We are about 55% self-sufficient, so 45% of our rice is imported. So we are partnering in this project that is funded by IFAD with national partners from Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana, also with the Wageningen University, and a farm in based in Ghana, MDF West Africa. So we will be hosting two PhD students who are registered in Wageningen University and a postdoc. So the idea of the project is basically three components. The first one is to look at, within an inland valley, there are various competing uses. There are ecosystem services, yeah, forestry, fisheries, recreation, and so on. And then also there's agricultural use. So there's a need to balance these uses in the inland valley. So it's discussing with the stakeholders, carrying out land use scenario analysis to see what will be the optimal uses for inland valleys. Then the second component is experimenting with best fit technologies and innovations that could be useful for increasing productivity in inland valleys. So we work with farmers in looking at what options are best for the inland valleys. And then of course, the next step will be to scale out these innovations in other sites. So to achieve that, we are mapping the inland valleys in both countries across the national level, looking at characteristics that could allow what we do at a pilot level to be able to be transferred to other locations. So of course, we'll also be engaging with policymakers and using various media to actually translate these best fit technologies and practices to farmers. So it's a project of 4 years, and we hope that by the end of the project, we'll be able to find some useful productivity increases for farmers. In Africa Rice, we've already had some experience with inland valley development, and we have a smart valleys approach for developing inland valleys. So we intend to test some of these innovations with in two inland valleys in Ghana and two inland valleys in Cote d'Ivoire, and then look at the potential for scaling this to other locations, which could actually increase production.